Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
Before we talk again, Christmas will have come and gone. How deep will you go this Christmas season into the greatest miracle of all time, the incarnation of the Son of God? One of my favorite passages for Christmas isn't considered a Christmas passage at all. It's found in Hebrews chapter 10. The chapter begins by talking about the weakness of the Old Testament offerings that couldn't take away sin. And that's when it gets to Christmas. In verse 5, "Wherefore when he," that is the Lord Jesus, "cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice an offering you would not," speaking to God, "but a body hast thou prepared me." Don't miss that, because that's Christmas. "In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin," he said, "you've had no pleasure. Then I said, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me," that is all the Old Testament scripture, "to do thy will, O God, by the which will," that is, this is his will, "we are purified from sin through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Did you get that? That's the divine revelation of Christmas. The revelation that God the Son came to earth with the express purpose of dying for our sins and providing God the Father with that perfect sacrifice that would take away sin forever. Over the manger of Bethlehem fell the shadow of a cross, and Jesus himself would tell us, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that is the message of Christmas.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net, and begin a systematic study of God's Word today.